Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're the largest landowner in Arlington Heights.
Yet they don't seem to want to spend a lot of time there in Arlington Heights. They prefer downtown. They prefer the city. This is Spiegel and Holmes.
Tell you what, man. You know what we are. We often are. The Chicago leverage. They're trying to use Arlington Heights as leverage. Now they're trying to use the lakefront as leverage. It's all getting leveraged together.
I do wonder when it comes to the conversation about the stadium if ownership is on the same page as Kevin Warren is.
I think they are. You know, I think they are.
I think they are too. But why don't we take a listen to George and you can find out for yourself if you think that he and Kevin Warren are in lockstep on what it is that they want to do.
George, Ted had a vision for a stadium in Arlington Heights. Kevin has one in Chicago. For you personally, especially having known Ted for so long, is that conflicting at all for you?
Not at all. We want to go where the best deal is possible, where it's most feasible financially, politically, geographically. And the lakefront is an excellent site. And we think that a roofed stadium just south of Soldier Field can be great for Chicago, for the region, and for the great state of Illinois.
Kevin said that the goal is still breaking ground in 2025. That's 2 months away. How do you get there?
It's 14 months away.
Well, I can't do the math on that.
That's why.
Too much.
Yeah, way too much math.
Yeah, sometime in 2025.
So what's the next step in terms of, sounds like securing public funding is still that next step. Where do you think things are in that realm?
Yeah, so there's a veto session in November. There's a lame duck session in January, and then the spring session right after that. So at some time in one of those sessions, we're going to have some sort of enabling legislation to allow the project to move forward.
Do you share his confidence level that you'll get a shovel in the ground next year?
Yes, we're confident in Kevin.
You at one point were happy with the idea of Arlington Heights, and even leaving Chicago, you said, you know, change isn't always a bad thing. Do you still feel that way? If that becomes the option, you guys own the property out there, will you be happy still if the stadium ends up being in Arlington Heights?
Well, right now our focus is on the lakeshore, and we'll be happy if a stadium is built just south of Soldier Field.
So was the 2 months thing about the General Assembly?
No, the 2 months thing I think was just about 2025 is coming, and he's like, well, we've got all of 2025. It was extended the 2 months or the 14 months.
Yeah, but I do wonder if that has to do with you have to get funding by the end of the Assembly for you to break ground in 2025.
I think it was a semantics issue about sometime in 2025.
Because, I mean, 2025 is 3 months away.
Right, so two was wrong to begin with. But then he mentioned three different sessions of the state, you know, getting together, the veto one, the lame duck one, and the one in the spring. So even if they get pushed all the way to the spring, and then it happens there.
Still hard to get shovels in the ground, but... But whatever.
If it gets voted in the spring, could they get shovels in the ground by November and keep true to their word of 2025, theoretically?
I think it's interesting where George is, where he says they want to be where the best deal is possible. Now, obviously, he's saying, like, we're with Kevin, and Kevin wants to do the lakefront, and we think that a dome stadium on the lakefront would be great. But I keep going back to that's the most important thing. Where's the best deal?
Yeah, they want public money, and they would need less public money they would need more public money to do it in Arlington Heights than they would to do it on the lakefront, because they'd be able to supply some, and they think they would get it for the lakefront because it'd be tied to the city's needs, is the idea.
I at some point, someone smarter than us, someone with a background in finance and who understands the ownership of the Bears is going to have to explain how this could work financially, because I do think that the pivot does have something to do with, do you have enough cash to finish the project that you originally wanted? And did someone come along, and maybe that person was Kevin Warren, and go, rich people don't spend their own money. Y'all don't have to spend your own money on this thing in Arlington Heights. Let's see if we can get someone else's money for you to spend on the lakefront or in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, I mean, he's really trying to get the public money based on his experience of getting it in Minnesota not too long ago. And there is a belief that the Bears brand and what they mean is big enough to get some public money. I believe that that is still very much possible. And there's a lot of people who are very strident on this, not $1, and do not want to see any of it go, and I understand. I think it is possible that they can still sway Springfield and get some in one of these scenarios.
I think they would need a lot of things to change for that to be the case, but we shall see. But it's interesting to see where they're aligned on some of this. Let's get back onto the football field itself. Mark Grody wants to talk Bears with us, and who are we to not give Mark Grody an opportunity to do that? He's next, Bears on the Score.